everyone. I'm here with my daily post, and there's not a lot to report, really. Ronan's gone off to work, and I've just had my breakfast. It was a bit late, but I had poached egg on toast, which was very nice. One poached egg on one piece of toast. I thought, shall I have another one? Then I thought, no, because then I can have it again tomorrow. Anyway, I thought I would try and get my clock wound up. The last time I tried to get it going, I don't know why, I just couldn't get it going. So it still is losing like 10 minutes a day, which is really annoying. And I can't remember how to adjust it. I think it's something to do with the screw at the end of the pendulum, but I can't remember which way you do it, whether it's making it longer, making the rod longer or shorter. And if I sat and thought about it, I could probably work it out logically, but I haven't sat and thought about it. So, yeah, it's very cold this morning. I got up, you know, did everything I had to do, had a shower, took the dogs out, not in any particular order, I'm just saying what I did, fed them and all that. And then I don't know, it got to this time of day, like, I don't know, 10:30, 11:00, whatever the time is, and I realised I haven't put the heating on, and it's actually pretty freezing out. So I've put it on now, my hands are cold where I've been putting things from the sink into the dishwasher, and my hands are absolutely freezing. The radiator's too hot to keep them on for any length of time apart from about 2 seconds. And I am in a short sleeve top, which probably is a bit stupid given the temperature today and the fact that I didn't have the heating on since yesterday. I didn't really notice the cold because I was in my dressing gown. I suppose it's very thick, it's a new one, it's very thick and kind of fluffy, and it keeps me very warm. But of course, when I got dressed, I noticed actually it's bloody freezing. Right, now let's see if I can do this clock. I'm going to put you up on the side of it. I hope you won't fall down, because my phone's got a cover on it, but it's not got a screen protector as such. So I'm going to put you there. Now, let me have a look at the state of it, actually. It's wound up. Just needs me to get the pendulum going. Yeah, right. Let's try and get that going. That's what I couldn't do before, and I didn't know why. It wouldn't sustain itself. It doesn't sound like a very strong tick. I think that's going to stop. I couldn't get it to chime properly either. Now, what time does this say? It actually says quarter to four, I believe. Let me see if I... Right. It's all out of sync, but it will write itself. So this should be striking quarter past now, but it's striking the hour. Okay, maybe it was quarter past. I don't know. Anyway, it actually looks like it's saying 4 o'clock now, but I don't know. It looks like it's saying quarter past four, so it's behind. Way to go. Sorry about this, folks. Oh, it's not struck on that one. Are you playing silly buggers with me, clock? Thank you. I don't even know what the time is, actually. Well, thank you, but you're an hour behind. I'll sort that out in a minute. I think it's about 11 o'clock. See what it chimes. It's meant to be 8 o'clock now. Although it's on the quarter past. I lost count then. Oh well. I'm still not where I want to be, so. Thank you. Is he going to chime on the hour now? No, it's not. Right. Well, it's not because it's out of sync, but it does right itself. I still haven't had it repaired since the fire because they said it's going to cost $1,500, but I haven't got that kind of money for a clock at the moment, I'm afraid. I hope to get it done one day. That would be very nice. At this juncture, I'm going to check the time. So let's see what time it is so that I can more or less put it right. I'll put it a bit fast anyway because it loses this silly 10 minutes. Oh, sorry, I bounced on my seat then. I'm not really that heavy. Okay, it's later than I thought. So I should put it just after half past. Shut up. There's no need for you to pipe up. You heard what I want to hear, thank you. It's quite useful having two phones. Right. Now, let me put it. Like that. Now, eventually, it will put itself correctly. After an hour or so, I'll notice that it's chiming the quarter on the quarter and the hour on the hour, etc., etc. So I have things to do here, but for the moment, I'm just going to say cheerio for now. I just want to sit next to my radiator for a while because I'm so cold. It's not like me to be this cold. So I'll see you tomorrow, folks. Hope you're all having a good day. Before I go, I just wanted to let you hear it. I don't know if you heard it ticking because I was messing around with it too much. I just want to let you know that it is actually ticking now. Open the door so I can hear it. There we go. So, I'll see you tomorrow.